always pleased to be joined by one of the most popular Titans of all time, defensive end Kevin Carter. It's great to have you on our set. We didn't have this when you were here years ago.
Come a long way.
We have come a long way. But you're used to this. You do TV sets all the time now. If everybody doesn't know about your exact TV career, kind of explain what all goes on with Kevin Carter TV-wise.
I am a college football analyst for ESPN and the ESPN networks. It's a great gig, as you know, covering sports, being so close to something that I played for so long, but being a part of the game in that capacity, being able to talk about it and prognosticate and give my opinions on teams and forecasts and futures, really is a part of my personal evolution that I'm really proud of, but also it keeps me close to a game that I love so much.
Yeah, you're a member of a lot of clubs. But the stat that I always appreciated most about you, in your career, you could have played in a grand total of 233 games counting playoffs. You appeared in 233 games. Yes. You never missed a game. Is that what you're most proud of?
It's one of the things I'm most proud of. That consistency and toughness over the long haul, you know, there aren't a lot of people who can say that. And it's not because they're not tough. I mean, mind you, there were some games that I probably shouldn't have played and just didn't know any better. But I knew no other way. Just to be out there on the field for me was my dream come true. It was the one place where I didn't have to apologize, I didn't have to be nice, and I didn't have to hold back. So for me, that was my sanctuary, is being out there on the field, and I was lucky.
You were here in April for your 16th Waiting for Wishes dinner for the Kevin Carter Foundation and doing all the wonderful things you do. And your relationship with Nashville has remained special. Your relationship with this region has remained special. Why?
I think it was a combination of the Nashville community and I think where I was in my career. Nashville gave me that opportunity to reinvent myself and replant and make bonds that I still have today, both in the community, from friends that are kind of like family standpoint, and just from helping people in this community. This is where the grassroots of the Kevin Carter Foundation really came to fruition.
March the 28th, 2001. That's the day Floyd Reese dealt a first-round pick to get Kevin Carter here. Do you remember what it was like when you knew you had been traded to the Titans?
It kind of made me anxious. I felt that I had big shoes that I had to fill. I had to come in and bring my game to a whole new level. Even though the Rams were victorious in Super Bowl 34, you know, the Titans organization is one of those teams that, man, you know, when you play them, you're going to strap it up because you know you're in for a long day.
If you addressed this group of Titans, the 2017 Titans, what would you tell them that they need to know about your group and that history that they're expected to carry forward?
When you have that fireball on your helmet, you're not just only special because you wear the uniform. You're special because of what you're representing, the history and the lineage of great players that have come before you that have worn that uniform. You don't get that feeling of togetherness and community that you have in Nashville in every place. We talk about all these special moments, you know, they're so fresh in my mind because that was a team, a group of men that took the opportunity and seized it to make memories. Memories that will be with me and with some of our Titans fans for the rest of their lives.
Great to have you.
Thank you.